the Canadian Bitcoiners podcast is just two guys and maybe a guest or two discussing Bitcoin, Bitcoin equities, and the related macroeconomic space. It's not meant to be financial advice, so please, if you're doing any investing after listening to our program, do your own research, do your own due diligence, and understand that any money you invest can be lost. The show is meant for entertainment purposes only, and we hope you enjoy the program. Good job. 1 hour, 25 minutes. Man, I am so sick. I am like trying to recover from the virus that shall not be named. This is my second bout with it. Not nearly as bad as the first time on like my throat and everything, but holy Christ, I just am so tired. I can't fucking bounce back.
If it's the second time, does it become 38?
It's 23.
Okay.
COVID 23 now. Yeah.
Okay. I just simply double. I have no idea.
It sucks, man. Honestly, like I my wife has a very, very mild version of it. And because we were at a wedding last weekend, I think it's also that I've just been so drained. Like I've had so much shit going on. We went to a wedding last weekend in Powassan, if you know where that is, way up north. It's like 4 hours from Hamilton. And we drove up Friday morning, me and a bunch of the guys in an RV, which was a hell of a trip. You can imagine how that went. And got there. I don't think I really got a good night's sleep Friday or Saturday. And then Sunday morning, I woke up the day after the wedding at like 7 a.m. And I was like, we got to go because we got to move all our stuff out of the old house. Ridiculous that we didn't finish it. But we did finish it on Sunday. Listen to this story. Here's a moving story for you. So Monday, this is fucked. This is fucked. My wife's going to kill me if she hears that I'm saying this, but whatever. So we moved in on Monday, and Monday morning I had these two movers come to my house. We used two men in a truck, movers, outstanding. I'd recommend them to anybody. The two guys I had were fucking animals. They didn't take a break. They showed up high on sugar. They were both drinking like giant Tim Hortons whipped cream coffee somethings. And just tore through my place in about 2 hours and then unloaded all my stuff here in like an hour and a half. It was fucking fast. And anyway, so, you know, if you've ever moved, you're basically supposed to clean up your house before you move. So we did that. My wife, you know, scrubbed all the toilets, cleaned up the fridge, cleaned up the bathrooms, counters, whatever, sinks. And then the day of the move, I just went around the house picking up stuff that the movers left, right? So they obviously track a little bit of stuff in. They're moving stuff around. It's been sitting in the same place for a long time, blah, blah, blah. And I get this phone call on Tuesday night or Wednesday night, and it's my realtor, who's my dad's girlfriend. And she's like, the owners of the new house, the owners of your house went there today, and they said that you didn't leave it in good condition. They sent me a bunch of pictures, and I'm not going to show you the pictures they sent, but there was like a picture of a little tuft of cat hair that I must have like missed, like tucked into a corner in the basement where I used to do the podcast, actually. A little tuft of cat hair tucked into a corner. They took a picture of a toilet they said was dirty, but like looking at the picture, I can't see how it's dirty, and neither can any of my friends or my wife, who's a stickler for being clean. And then there's like a couple other, like a stick, it looks like, was dragged in maybe when the guys were taking away my barbecue and like came back through the house, and it's like a little twig. I say a stick, it was like a little twig like this. They had to zoom in. They took one picture of the twig, and then the second picture was the same twig zoomed in. And so I said to my realtor, I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? Like, you want me to go back there and pick stuff up? And they're like, no, they don't want you back in the house. They're going to let you know what it costs to get it fresh and clean. So I call her, and I'm like, I'm not being held fucking hostage by these people. These people are neurotic clowns. Like, absolutely fucking no, I'm not paying for a cleaner here. You got to be out of your fucking mind. And so whatever. I have a friend, actually, you and me have used her before, who's a lawyer, if we've ever needed like just basic legal advice, you know, when we were incorporating and stuff like that. And she told my wife, she's like, tell them to put it in writing and have them send it to your legal representation, and otherwise don't respond to it. And so we didn't do that. We ended up just like not hearing anything else about it, but totally insane, these people. And the worst part is that like I wanted to leave the house in good shape. I think we did. And on top of all this, I failed to mention the Sunday night. So they're getting possession of the house on Tuesday, the week that just passed, Tuesday. And on Sunday night, my wife and I get a message from the automated like realtor, what do you call it? Like the portal or whatever. And it says that the new owners want to come for a walkthrough Monday during the day. And I call my realtor and I'm like, it's going to be a workspace. Like there's movers are here 7 a.m. tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. Like they can't come here tomorrow. And she's like, okay, I'll tell them. And then I get a call back from the realtor. Okay, they'll come tonight then. I'm like, I'm fucking exhausted. I got shit to do. I got to move tomorrow. I got to take shit apart. Like, I can't be out of the house for an hour for these guys to fucking come do a walkthrough. And so they wanted to do it anyways. And I said to my wife, I'm like, don't clean anything up. Like, leave all the shit all over the place because we're not going to clean it up and then bring it back out to move. It doesn't make any sense. And just so dumb. Like, I don't understand why people behave like this. And I see a lot of you in the chat feel the same way. I don't understand why it's like this with some people. I get that buying a house can be stressful, but come on. Are we serious about this? The pictures of the sticks on the floor zoomed in. The cat, this picture of a piece of cat hair. Why? Just pick it up. Just pick it up.
What else I don't know, I man.
Nothing. It's crazy. Nothing crazy. Meanwhile, my new neighborhood, we had a really nice conversation with the guy who owned this house because he was still moving out when we came in. And so he gave me like a tour, walk around, like stuff that he was taking care of. They left us a list of vendors they were using to like do our tree trimming and stuff like that. Neighbors brought us over a bottle of Prosecco yesterday. Super nice guys. Awesome, awesome neighborhood. And, you know, the difference between the welcome I got at my old place and this place, you know, my wife and I were kind of laughing about it. It's like night and day. It's like night and day. So we're happy. It's good. And after I'm done with this, I'm going to take a walk over to the corner store to buy some milk. I got no milk, as you guys saw today. No glass of that great white. So, yeah, sad state of affairs over here. But we're getting together. I still got to go get a bunch of like. No, I don't. Why?
I don't know. I mean, you might as well invest in one. I mean, people are getting all kinds of stuff, like chickens and shit like that. I don't know. We're getting some beef. I told you about that, right? We're getting a...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You missed out on that. Next month, we're picking it up. So it's going to be a good haul.
Paulie's asking if I have a good butcher nearby. I honestly have no idea. I don't think that I do. There's one guy. There's a place called Highland Meats in Hamilton that's like very highly recommended by people. But I've not been in there yet. I wouldn't consider that guy a butcher. He's a meat packer. It's like a meat packing facility. But everyone goes there for meat, apparently, except me. I'm gonna go to Cumbres, a place called Cumbres. Maybe on the weekend I'll try and get some like decent meat. If Len and his wife come over for a CBP board meeting, I'll get Cumbres steaks.
We're not due for 6 months or more, like is that months, true? I guess. Yeah, we're not doing for anything for some
you can
time.
Get Australian Wagyu New York strip loin at Cumbres for $84.99 a piece. Is that good or bad?
I have no idea. What's the weight?
Oh fuck, I don't know. I closed the window.
I think that's one of the things you have to include in the equation. Who the fuck knows?
Damn. I got
anything else?
No,
this has been a quicker show than normal. Like fuck.
It's good. I'm fucking tired. Now I have shit to do. And I gotta go back to my regular fiat job tomorrow, which is speaking another language in the morning that I haven't spoken in 2 weeks now, almost 3 weeks.
Ah, it's been since Thursday for me. So that's a long time. Yeah. So fuck. I'm not looking forward to going back. But
it is what it is, man. But you know what? It's fine.
I have 40 years I retire, so it's all good.
How many more?
40. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Oh, fuck. I thought you said 4. I'm like, no fucking way.
No way. I wish. I couldn't. Jeez. I couldn't. But
why? I got it. You guys are all talking about Wagyu now. I gotta go back and look before we.
That's the best. It's the marbling on that is incredible, and
it does look good.
Yeah, there's a place in Oakville that sells it, Woodward Meat, and they sell it for a really good price. They get it from Snake River Farm.
It's 12 to 14 ounce.
That's decent size.
Yeah, for $85.
Yeah. Yeah, Wagyu's the way to go.
How would you cook it? Barbecue or cast iron?
No, yeah, I wouldn't do a barbecue. Cast iron is good. Some people would say stainless steel. I don't give a
fuck. Or sous vide. You sous vide it? You have a sous vide at home?
No.
No, me neither.
No. But that's
probably there's probably some perverts out there who would air fry it. I see these fucking people air frying shit on YouTube all the time.
I've had Wagyu air fried too.
And?
It's good, but not as.
Mm.
It's still very good, and the beef is incredible. There's no way to describe it. Like, you know, when there's no second best with Bitcoin. That's the same thing when it comes to that. There really isn't. It's just so good. It melts in your mouth. It's
well, lots of right? tips in here now. One smart fella, reverse sear. I've never tried that. I do see, man. I have like I barely go on Instagram. I have like a 5 minute or 10 minute limit set on my phone for Instagram every day because I will get lost on the shorts page, the reels page, and invariably now it's so tightly tuned to just feed me stuff about food and cooking. That's the only kind of shit I watch on Instagram. Other guys probably got bikini clad girls, me, steaks.
Well, the algorithm is going to feed you what you want. So if you've seen a few of them, it's going to feed you the same thing over and over again. And we have our own Instagram channel, by the way, for the Canadian Bitcoiners.
Yeah, podcast. You should go sign up. Go sign up for it. Fucking register. What do you do? You follow Instagram pages. You follow them. Same as
We're trying to grow that. So
get over there. That's it. We got to cut this off. I got shit to do, and I got to go to sleep.
Yeah. I'm game. Let's do it.
God bless everyone. Thanks for coming. We'll see you guys Wednesday and Thursday this week. Until then, take care. Oh, and Friday. I'll be on Why Are We Bullish on Friday. Don't forget. I'll try and make sure my voice is better by that.
Yeah, take care. PV, don't be a cuck. And come in on Wednesday. We're going to be talking with Scott Dettles.
Good job.